Welcome to today's new Daily Nuggets episode. Since Jesus came from heaven to walk among us, Christians tend to think that walking away from anyone or letting anyone walk away from the truth is a failure on our part. But Jesus walked away or let others walk away a lot of times. I reread the Gospels and counted every occurrence where Jesus deliberately parted ways with others. Sometimes he spoke a hard truth, after which the other person walked away. Other times, the people had been touched and begged Jesus to stay. But he had other places to go, so he left them. Overall, I counted 41 such instances in all of the four Gospels. 41. Some of these references refer to the same encounter, but that still leaves us more than 2,000 distinct times when Jesus demonstrated walking away or letting someone walk away. These occurrences were not always because of conflict. Sometimes Jesus walked away from others who wanted more of him. Still, on other occasions, he retreated for his own refreshment and renewal or protection. The point is that Jesus did not let the needs, the pleas, attacks, or unresponsiveness of others distract him from his real mission given to him by his Heavenly Father. One thing we don't see when others walk away is Jesus giving a chase after them. As powerful as Jesus was, as brilliant as Jesus was, as pure as Jesus was, and as surrendered to God as Jesus was, not everyone he interacted with changed or repented or agreed with him. Here's the principle that comes from that. Sometimes, to follow in the footsteps of Jesus is to walk away from others or to let others walk away from us. Take, for instance, the story of the rich young ruler. Jesus discerned this young man's heart and the core issue of his life. This guy loved money. When the earnest young man could not walk away from his money, he chose to walk away from Jesus. Notice that our Lord did not run after this man. Jesus did not say, wait. I know asking you to give me 100% is a little bit extreme. If you give away just 50%, I think we can make a deal. We can make this work out. Come on, I need followers. Let's bargain. No, he did not do that. Instead, he turned to his disciples, his reliable people, and explained what had just happened and why it was so difficult for that rich young man to join them. This is a direct example of Jesus choosing to spend time training reliable people rather than spending time with a closed-minded person. Toxic doesn't seem to fit this young man's profile. But the principle is clear. When the truth is rejected, spend your time on those who will receive it instead of begging close-hearted people to reconsider. On another occasion, after giving a difficult teaching about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, Jesus lost a lot of previously enthusiastic followers. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12 in John 6, 66 and 67. Notice the same pattern. Not just one, but many walked away. And not just casual onlookers or bystanders. They are called his disciples. Instead of chasing them down and begging them not to misunderstand him and to please come back, Jesus turns to his reliable people, the 12 disciples, and says, "So what about you?" Notice the confidence that gives authority to his message. Jesus never appears desperate or manipulative or controlling, as if when people did not agree with him, his feelings would be hurt. No, he is mission-focused and other-centered to his deepest core. Jesus also demonstrated the need to sometimes verbally walk away when dealing with toxic person like Herod. Instead of arguing with Herod and trying to justify himself, Jesus remained silent. Herod plied with him many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. Luke 23 verse 9. Jesus adopted the same approach with Pilate and other religious leaders. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they were bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Matthew 27, 12 to 14. We don't have to argue all the time. When a toxic person is attacking you, you don't have to participate. Especially when you know it won't make any difference. Spend those few moments worshiping and relating to your loving Heavenly Father rather than contending with a hateful assault. A particularly clearer example of Jesus letting someone walk away occurred at the Last Supper. Jesus knew Judas was going to betray him. He spoke about it in advance, and yet he allowed Judas to walk out of the room. He didn't chase after him. He did not waste time trying to change Judas's mind. Instead, he spent every last minute he had left investing in his faithful, reliable disciples and in prayer right up until the moment he was arrested. I see many plastic bracelets being sold around with words, "What would Jesus do?" written on the bracelet. If you are dealing with toxic people, you might want to get a bracelet that reads, "What would Jesus not do?" The answer is simple. He wouldn't chase after them. He lets them walk away. And that's it for today's Daily Nuggets. Again, this is your Uncle Sam. Thanking you all for watching. I see you all next time. Meantime, stay blessed, safe, and faithful.